Good morning, and how are you? Blessed. Oh, the greetings today are phenomenal, especially the second reading in the gospel. Again, and it's so important that we hear this in the time of the church and in the time of this country, because there's such division. And here in the book of letter to Corinthians, St. Paul says, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree in what you say, and that there may be no divisions among you, but that you are united in the same mind and the same purpose. Today, there's such division in the church, there's such division in our country, and that's not of God. Cardinal Sarah says the devil's trying to pull us all apart, and some of us are gladly listening to the devil. We are instruments of him, if you will, by creating division, by saying we don't agree with one another, that this one's right, this one's wrong, and we're the right ones, and everybody else is wrong. God gave us a church with a pope, and the pope is the one who has been there to promise that we would all stay in the will of God. Now, some of us like him, some of us don't, but he's our pope. And our job is to not to constantly be looking for all the things that he does wrong or anyone does wrong, but to be people who honor him because he is our pope. Do you sit there and do you honor him? Or do you go against him? Do you speak against him? Do you cause division? It's the devil who causes division. Remember what Jesus says? That they may be one. And the one he gave us to be one is our Holy Father. And just as I have supported every single pope through my whole lifetime, no matter what, so I support this one. Why? Because he's the pope. And again, if we listen to the gospel today, God calls the first pope, huh? And he sat there and he told them to repent and believe. And we're all called to repent and believe. But what is he going to do? He says, go and I will make you fishers of men. If we stop squabbling amongst ourselves and we decide that we're going to unite to bring people to Jesus Christ, think about what we could do. But people do not want to become members of our church when they see us bickering and fighting. It's not of God. God is calling us to unite, to bring people to Jesus Christ. So today, get on board. Let's together, in unity, work to bring everyone to Jesus Christ. This is the commandment of Jesus. Go and make disciples, not fight amongst yourselves. So let's do it. Let's go and make disciples. May you know his love today and forever. Amen.